Josh, on the good side, looks like you got that deep passing game going a little bit today. How'd you feel about that?
I thought Vincent did a great job. I mean, running his routes. You know, we'd have him singled up, and really thought we'd have a couple chances to make some plays. And the way that he came down with the first one, and a couple other ones, and then Mike there towards the end made a couple big catches for us. But you know, ultimately, you play to win. You know, and if we can get the deep game going more, I think that'll help open things up underneath. But you know, at the same time, we got to find a way to do more to score more points.
You didn't get a whole lot of first downs, I guess, that second, third quarter range there. What do you think was going on there after the way you guys finished those drives early in the game?
You know, I'm not really sure. You know, we played play to play. And looking back, it's going to be tough. You know, it's definitely an area where we're going to need to find a way to stay going. You know, started out the game, made some plays, we're moving the ball. And then, I mean, yeah, like you said, we hit a bit of a lull, and we got to go back, I mean, evaluate the tape, see what we got to do to avoid that the next time.
On the interception you had, because you had a lot of time there, it started to break down a little bit. Just what were you trying to do, and did you know right away that was a bad decision? Or
no, are you talking about the last one or the first one?
The first one.
Yeah, you know, I went through 1-2, came back to try to find the back, and I was just like, I got to get it out. You know, and the appropriate thing, obviously, in that situation would be to take a sack or try to run and get as much as you can. But, you know, definitely a bonehead play by me. And, you know, I got to avoid those at all costs.
You had a real good play. You were the face of a blitz on one of your plays today. I mean, how are you feeling against the blitz these days yourself? You saw Eli and what he can still do with it. How are you feeling about that?
You know, it's just a matter of protections. You know, you just got to understand your protections, know your protections. You know, they could be bringing, I mean, 7 guys, 8 guys, and, you know, it all really depends. It depends on who you have in protection, what the protection is, and where you're sound. You know, we go through every week, and in our preparation, we figure out, I mean, what blitzes give us trouble, what blitzes we have to side adjust or throw hot off of. So if you know you're going to get a hat on a hat, you can sit back there and throw it with confidence, knowing there's not going to be a free rusher.
You feel like your offensive line did give you a chance today? I mean, that's a pretty good front they got over there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know, the whole week put an emphasis on pass protection and getting the ball out quick and a sense of urgency in that regard. Trying to really minimize them as much as we could because we know what kind of players they are, how they can set and change the tone of a game. And so we tried to neutralize them as much as possible. That I mean, from Donald Penn all the way across to DeMar Dotson making his first start. You know, I thought that was amazing. You know, I thought those guys really stood up, answered the call, and played extremely well.
It's going to be a tough one for this team to come back from. You had the Super Bowl champions down on the mat, up a couple of scores against them, and then you let them off the hook. Is this going to be a tough one to come back from?
You know, any loss is rough. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough one. We talked about it. I mean, Coach Sullivan, perhaps as he said, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, this team may be down, but, I mean, they're going to keep fighting until the very end. And, you know, that they did. You know, we kept fighting as well, but they were able to make more plays at the end. You know, and it's, I mean, it's a shame. You know, like you're talking about the lull in the second, third quarter, if we were able to make more plays and do some things, score some more points, you know, it might not be that close or be that sort of a deal at the end, but you have to go back and learn from it, you know, going back to that. But, you know, I thought we had great effort, you know, especially in the offensive line. I thought the receivers battled all day. I thought Doug ran the ball hard. I mean, Eric Lorig, I mean, Dallas came on strong at the end. I'm just really, really proud of the way my teammates came out and played.
When you get the ball in the last possession there, I don't remember how much time was left. It wasn't much. How confident were you guys you could make something happen? I mean, you almost did. On the other side of that, just talking about just that swing of events when the play gets overturned.
You know, we have a lot of confidence. You know, from Vincent to Mike, I mean, we had Sammy in the game. I mean, I knew the O-line was going to hold up for us. You know, you got Dallas. You got a number of guys that can make plays. And in that situation, I mean, you're going to get covered too. It's really hard to work the sidelines. But I thought our guys did a great job of, even though it was a tough situation, it was a pressure situation, I mean, guys did their job. They stuck to the plan, ran the right routes, didn't try to make anything up. And you know, they were in the right places. And, yeah, I mean, the call gets overturned. That happens. But With the timeout left, coming back, that last throw, man, I got to make it and set us up for a chance to take another shot at the end zone.
Not to say your defense, you know, isn't a solid defense, but you know that guy on the other side is capable of throwing for 500 yards. Is this one of those games where it just kind of had the offense needs to make more plays because to compensate for that?
Yeah. I mean, when you play a quarterback like Eli in an offense like the Giants, you know they're capable of scoring a lot of points. I mean, making big plays. What are you through for 500 and 510 today? I mean, you got to take your hat off to that. You know, those guys really came and they came ready to play. They made the plays when it counted, and we weren't able to do so.
One more, please.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah.